All right, it's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're talking about lessons learned. Today we're talking about the lesson of letting go. Oh, we have a hard time with that, don't we? Scripture comes from 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. You know what? Letting go is so difficult. I don't care who you are. It is one of the most challenging yet most freeing acts of faith that we can practice. It sounds so simple. Just give it to God. But when it comes right down to it, in reality, letting go often feels like we're surrendering a piece of our identity, our plans, sometimes even our pride. And we hold on so tightly because we want to control the outcome. We want to protect ourselves from pain, or we want to fix something that we were just never really meant to carry. You know what I mean? I've been there too. I've held on to those situations. I've held on to people, hurts, hopes longer than I should have. One of the hardest things I've ever had to do was get rid of that image in my head of how life was supposed to go. So whether it was the way my family should function or how relationships should work or the way I imagined a dream unfolding, it was always painful to realize that I just couldn't be in control all the time, and letting go of it was super difficult. But here's the truth. We're all still learning, so letting go doesn't mean we're weak. It means we're wise enough to recognize that God's hands are stronger than ours. So when we release that grip, we make space for His grace, His healing, and His direction. And peace doesn't come from managing everything. It comes from trusting the one who already has it managed. Sometimes we're holding on to grief, anger, resentment, or fear. Sometimes it's a toxic relationship. It might not be yours, it might be a friend's, but you might be dealing with it, a deep disappointment or an unfulfilled dream. And sometimes we're just simply holding on to the idea. Whatever it is for you, God is ready and willing to take it. He doesn't just ask us to let go because it sounds good. He asks us because He cares and loves us. He knows that weight that you're carrying, that burden, and He's offering something better in exchange. He wants you to have rest and peace and freedom. So today we ask you the question, what are you holding on to? What is something you need to surrender? God, as we come to you in prayer, we release what we've been clinging to. Every burden, every fear, every outcome we've tried to control, we lay it at your feet, trusting that your hands are more capable than ours. Help us not to reach for it once again once we've surrendered it to you, and teach us to walk in the peace and freedom that comes when we truly let go and we let you lead. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.